أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 138, 139 and 140 of Surah An-Nisa. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards the munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are the hypocrites in the general sense, that with their tongues they say that they believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the reality is that iman had not entered their hearts. With regards to them, Allah Ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say, Bashiril munafiqeen, give glad tidings to the munafiqeen, بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, that certainly for them is a painful punishment. A painful punishment is in no way a glad tiding, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses the word glad tidings here is because, number one, is they tried to deceive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In deceiving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in actuality, they thought they were deceiving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that this is the glad tidings for them. Or alternatively, they thought that they were carrying out a great deed, and for that great deed that they thought they were carrying out, they ought to have been given glad tidings, and this is the glad tidings from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them here as, number one, الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, those who have taken the disbelievers as bosom friends besides, or leaving out the believers. In other words, despite the fact that they came and they professed the iman to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they had kept bosom friendship with the disbelievers, and they had absolutely no relationship in their hearts whatsoever with the mu'mineen, with the believers, and hence their reactions to the believers were different, and their friendship with the disbelievers was absolutely known. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ, are they searching for izzat, are they searching for honor by these disbelievers, thinking that at a particular time in the early stages of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seemed as though Islam was dishonored, it seemed as though Muslims were being disgraced, and it seemed as though that the disbelievers had honor. So is it that they are searching for honor by the disbelievers? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, then certainly all izzat, all honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it. In other words, true honor, true izzat, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who will grant honor to whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dishonor, Allah ta'ala will disgrace whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires. All of it is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is not in the hands of man, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept it in His own hands. In that monumental journey and travel of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the area of Ash-Sham, ancient Syria or the Levant, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was at the side of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to a particular point, he had gotten off his conveyance, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taken off his leather socks and he had placed it on his shoulder, and then he continued in that way, now holding the reins of his animal and walking. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you walk in this manner, this is a manner in which is disgraceful in the eyes of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the land of the Byzantines, this is the land of the Romans, and hence in this way they will look down upon you. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu turned towards Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, Abu Ubaidah, I wish someone else besides you would have made such a statement. And had it been someone else, I would have meted out such a punishment that the Ummah would have remembered this forever and ever. Thereafter he said, we were, and as other words, as Arabs, a small little group of people that were absolutely in humiliation. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us numbers. Allah ta'ala increased us in so far as numbers. In other words, after the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted us honor. And then by this honor and this izzat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept us. Whoever looks for honor, whoever looks for izzat, in anyone else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that person is never going to find that izzat, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will humiliate such a person, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dishonor such an individual. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the qualities of the munafiqeen, of those who are hypocrites. The second Allah ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرٍ. That it has certainly been revealed upon you in the kitab, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرٍ. Is an ayat in Surah Al-An'am that Allah Ta'ala revealed that when anyone speaks ill about the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make a mockery of the revelation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, or for that matter they distort the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do not sit with them when they engage in such a speech. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to that ayat as a revelation, that it had been revealed to you in the kitab of Allah ta'ala. An idha sami'atum ayatillah, that when you remember the verses of, when you hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yukfaru biha wa yustahza'u biha, that are being denied, that are being refuted, and number two, they are being mocked at. Fala taq'udu ma'ahum hatta yakhudu fi hadithin ghayri, then do not sit with them until they involve themselves in another speech. If you sit with them, innakum idham mithluhum, then certainly you are similar to them, you are like them. Ulama have given the example that there are many that open this kitab of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif, and then they shun the explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not look at the explanations of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and of course those that followed the Sahaba in explaining the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. But then they explain the Quran Sharif by their own opinions, which will be contaminated with their own whims and fancies and their own thoughts. Hence there will be distortion in the explanation of the Quran, in the explanation of the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Then such individuals should not be adhered to, one should not sit in their company. And like that, anyone who tries to distort, anyone who disbelieves in the kitab of Allah, anyone who makes a mockery of the revelation or the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst they are in that mode of speaking ill about the Quran or the Shariat, then we should not sit with them. Sitting with them will tantamount to the fact that we are like them, because if we are not supposed to have spoken any form of kufr, then we should not then sit down voluntarily and hear the kufr or hear the disbelief or the mockery of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah jami'u al-munafiqina wal-kafirina fi jahannama jami'a. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the munafiqin, the hypocrites and the disbelievers in the fire of Jahannam, all of them together. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.